The Double Haul, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, we learned from saltwater fly fisherman Nick Kuntz that the so-called double haul casting maneuver is a necessity if you want to be successful fly fishing saltwater. I ran into Orvis fly fishing instructor Peter Kutzer, who explains why the double haul is useful for adding distance to the cast and taking pressure off your casting arm and wrist.
One of the first things we have to do is understand what the double haul is, what it does for us, and why we would want to use it. A lot of people come up to me and say, Peter, the double haul, isn't that just a saltwater cast? Do I really need that in trout fishing? My answer is usually absolutely. It's a very, very useful cast. It's going to help in a lot of situations. It's going to tighten up your loop, help deal with windy conditions, increase your line speed, and help you with accuracy. Not to mention, it's actually going to take a lot of strain off of your casting wrist. So there's a couple things we want to do when we're double hauling, and there's a couple things we want to know about this double haul. First off, we want to know about the basic cast. The basic cast involves an acceleration, then a flick to a stop. That acceleration usually happens with my forearm, then a little flick to a stop with my wrist, or drive with a thumb, you know, a pop to a stop. There's a lot of different names. And there's one on the back cast, forearm, wrist flick, if you will. One on the forecast, forearm, wrist flick. The haul, I like to tell people, it's almost like a turbo in a car. It's got to kick in at that right moment. What I want to try and do when I'm double hauling is put the two together, kind of a flick and haul.
Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.